Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know about you, but I need Jesus. Yeah.
Oh, glad you're Israel.
Whoa.
Started out with an open hand. I'm a broken man. I'm feeling empty because my life is like an empty can. But Jesus Christ came and gave man hope again. Each and every situation that I feel broken in. We fell desolate because we never trusted him. And for success we put our trust in man. We lust for sin. You weigh the options, you will see the Lord stepping in. Your pocket's in, you can't see your home prospering. We lost the faith and stopped reading sound doctrine. This is the heart of man, money start clocking in. Bills getting paid now, tips start fading out. We sick of listening, so we seek you for the shady route. That's a part of Satan's house, but through Christ I made it out. Set back, played it out, waited out. Patience is the key, my destiny is to save this house. You came to save us all.
So I grew up. I really had to get it together. Seemed like it took me forever, but I had to figure out that it's only one way to go. Jesus Christ is the way, the way, the way, the way, the way, the way, the way. Jesus Christ is the way, the way, the way, the way, the way, the way, the way.
Stay alive, Jesus is fixed the lies. Say you want to try, but sin got you hypnotized. Look at the city skies, preachers are teaching lies. And the confusion in the doctrine got the people wanting to say goodbye. State of oppression, heart of affection, heartache and stress. Jesus is blessed, life is a test, as real as it gets. I'm winged from the press, I ain't trying to miss the lessons. Money forgets, lusting after the flesh, tripping over the sets. Skipping over the steps, life is full of regrets. Social media press, I extended out his arms without him taking a breath.
I grew up, I really had to get it together.
True music.
Seemed like it took me forever, but I had to figure out that it's only one way to go. Jesus Christ is the way, the way.
Good afternoon, everybody. Evening, everybody. This is Daniel Israel. I'll be your host tonight here at the Truth in the Light Hour Blog Talk Radio Show. This evening, we have a very, very, very important for everybody out there. Before we get started, though, I'm going to have to ask all of the sisters to cover your head and all of the brothers to cover your head. This is not for a fashion statement, but it is ordinance of the Lord. If you turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, and we're going to start at verse 2. We're going to start at verse 2. This is, like I said, again, it's not a fashion statement, and we have to understand that the Lord put things in this book for our benefit and to lead us into eternal life the good way. Okay? 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, and verse 2. Now I praise you, brethren, that ye remember me in all things, and keep the ordinance as I deliver them to you. But I will have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonor his head. And your head, my brother, is Jesus. So when you pray or you prophesize with your head covered, then you dishonor Jesus. But every woman that prays and prophesies with her head uncovered, dishonor her head. For that is even all one as if she was shaven. For the woman be covered, let her also be shorn. But if it be a shame for a woman to be shorn or shaven, let her be covered. For a man indeed ought not to cover his head, for as much as he is the image and the glory of God, is the glory of the man. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. For this cause ought the woman to have power on her head because of the angels. And we're going to talk a little bit about that too this evening. And I say it all the time here on the Truth and the Light Hour that we're talking about angels. We're not talking about Gabriel, which is considered as a good angel because he keeps God's will. Okay? But we are talking about the other angels. And that's no other than Satan the devil and his angels that kicked out of heaven because the fire in time. So, sisters, cover your head so you can be covered. Now, before I start this lesson, I'm going to ask everybody to bow your heads, and I'm going to say a prayer out of Psalms 117. So, bow your heads. Praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise ye the Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. I want to ask everybody out there that's listening to the Truth and the Light Hour, Blog Talk Radio, to get your pen and your piece of paper and follow along with us while we're reading this book, okay? Because this is not idea. This is not my words. I'm reading from the Holy Bible, and that's what we do here at the Truth of the Light Hour. Now, today's topic that we're going to be discussing today is disobedience. Disobedience. What is disobedience, and who do it? We do disobedient. We do be disobedient. And as a consequence, brothers and sisters, when it comes down to being disobedient, the Lord have a mighty wrath. And we preached about this time and time again here at the Truth and the Light Hour. His wrath is power. So when we are being disobedient, then just like a father do or a parent do to their child, he give us a whooping. Or he lets wrath go on us. Where it go, we get disciplined for disobedience. Now, I said back to the very beginning. So I want everybody to turn your books into Genesis. Genesis to chapter 2, because we got to start from the very top of this thing. Because the Lord created us in his own image, which simply means that we didn't have any sin in us. We did not have any sin in us when he created us. And he did not create us to die, but because of disobedience, we brought that on ourselves. Because we would not hearken unto the voice of the Lord, and we're going through a lot of stuff right now because we simply won't obey. Obey what, Brother Daniel? Obey God's laws and commandments that he set forth for us to do. And all he tried to do is reinvent himself and make us God just like he is. But it's a certain protocol we have to go through and do before we can become God. Because, brothers and sisters, God is righteous. all powerful. All power. And Lord is trying to get that back to us because he took it away from us. And God is. Let's go to Genesis. We're going to talk about it a little bit. Let's go to Genesis chapter 2. We're going to go to Genesis chapter 2. I'm going to start at verse 1. Genesis 2 and 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. See, Lord already done created at this time. The Lord already created the heavens and the earth. Okay. And everything was good. Okay. Verse 2. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day for all his work, which he had made. Verse 3. And God blessed the seventh day, sanctified it, because that is it he had rested from all his work, which God created and made. Let's go to verse 4. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth. When they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. So God has already made everything here. Okay? So let's skip on down to 7. Let's skip on down to 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So on your way to learning something, the man is his soul, because the Lord breathed the breath of life in his nostrils, and the man became a living soul. Okay, so the man's body and the soul is one. It's not that you got a body, that's the shell, and the soul is in that. That's not how that goes. That's not how the Lord set it up and how he created. See, we can't deviate from the book. That's a part of being disobedient. And that's what this lesson is about today. Okay. So let's go. Verse 8. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. And there he put the man whom he had formed. So he made the garden. He created the man. He made the garden. And then he put the man in the garden. And out of the ground, the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. Life also in the midst of the garden. The tree of life, brothers and sisters, is Jesus. Okay? And the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That, brothers and sisters, is no other than Satan the devil. Okay? Because Satan the devil had knowledge of good, because Satan was a good angel. He was Lucifer, which means light bringer. So he was on the other side of God. But then he wanted to try to take over heaven, and you see where he had. God cast him down on this earth. Why? Disobedience. Okay? Okay. And so this is how we're going to get started. Keep going. 10. And the river went out of Eden to the water, the garden, and from this it was parted and became to four heads. So the Lord made everything good for us. He gave us everything that we possibly could need. Okay? Let's skip on down some to verse 15. Let's go to 15. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and keep it. Okay? And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil
thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Now, I don't know what part of that, you know, this man didn't understand. There's a tree in the garden that the Lord commanded, the first command. Every tree that I gave you in this garden is freely yours. I made it for you. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. This is what the Lord's saying here. For the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And brothers and sisters, we was never created to die. We was made in God's image. But that man, disobedient, got us in a dying state right now. Because the day that he did it is the day that we start dying, according to the scriptures. 18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet. So it was Adam then when the Lord gave him, because he the head. He was the first one made. So he the head, God gave him the command. So then God decided it was good for a man to be alone. 19. And out of the ground, the Lord formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. So Adam did name the animals. Okay? So Adam needed to help me. The Lord created the animals and Adam gave them the name. Keep going. And Adam gave names to all the cattle and to the fowl of the air, to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helpmeet for him. So the Lord made all the animals, but that still wasn't a good helpmeet for Adam. So that kick against dogs and best friends. Because if it was, he would have been straight when the Lord created him in the beginning. Then that would have been his help. Let's find out what he did in 21. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had from man, made he a woman and brought her to man. So this is how the woman came about. Okay? So that's how the women came. Now let's go. That's the beginning and the creation of man and women after the creation of the trees in the world that the Lord had made. Okay? Everything perfect now. Everything is perfect right now. Okay? Let's go to Genesis. Third chapter. And we're going to start at verse 1. We're going to start at verse 1. Let's go on down. Genesis 3 and 1. Now the serpent was more subtile than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye should not eat of every tree of the garden? Let's see what the woman replied was. Verse 2, the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden. God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, shall ye touch it, lest ye die. So Adam did teach his wife not to go to the midst of the garden. The Lord said, don't go over there at all. Because that tree that he was trying to keep you from, it wasn't, brothers and sisters, was the know-how to do evil. Eat had more than one meaning to it. Okay? eat is the intake. You can intake, you can eat words. Because it's just intake, brothers and sisters. Okay? So, three, go. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall she eat it, nor she die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. He with the deception, with the lying, and man went for it. That's the problem. Man went for it. And that's why in this situation that we're in right now, called death, because of disobedience. Because of disobedience. Let's go to five. For God, God don't know that in the day ye eat thereof, your eyes should be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. This is what Satan was telling the woman. Hey, man, God know if you eat of this, then you will know good and you will know evil. Leave it the way that he created it. We had to get more. Let's see if she obeyed it. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes, a tree to be desired to make of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband, and he did eat. Oh, so when the Lord told them not to go over and do that, they went anyway, and they disobeyed God, and disobedience is what got us in a dying state right now today. Got us in the United States right now today. It began way with our mother and father. Disobedience is the main reason why us black people are over here, and I'm talking about Israel, that we over here right now living in the worst condition ever out of any other race is because we disobey God's laws and commandments. Of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed figs together. See, they didn't even know they was naked when the Lord created them. They didn't know none of that. They didn't know no even they talked to Satan. And see, learn something on the way to learning something. Satan's job is to tempt you. He ain't doing it on his own. He can't do nothing to you unless the Lord allow him to do. The Lord used Satan to tempt Job. But we got to understand how to be obedient to the Lord. Because once we stop being obedient to the Lord, what we do, we get ourselves in a big time, brothers and sisters. We get ourselves in a huge, huge tank. Let's keep it going. Now, and the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? Call Adam. The reason why he called Adam, brother, sister, because Adam was the head of that woman. He did not have to follow her. Adam, if Adam would have stayed strong and firm and obeyed God, this whole situation wouldn't have been like this. Verse 10. And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked. And I hear myself. And see, and he said, who told thee that thou was naked? This was, has thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? Did you go there after I told you not to do it? See, one thing I know from reading this Bible and listening to my teacher and just constantly in this book is that if we follow directions, then we won't be on the brim of going to the lake of fire.
That's the thing. We can't obey nothing. And that, I'm tired, you know, I teach on this method. Man, we don't obey, but we cry about the repercussions of it. Cry about the repercussions of it. Why? Why? When the Lord gave us all this knowledge in here, he do not go void on his word. Let's keep on reading. I'm running out of time. Let's keep on reading. Verse 12. And the man said, the woman thou gavest to me, to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. He automatically put that on the woman when God made you the head over the woman. Adam didn't have to go that route. Adam chose the route. Adam could have been ahead, and we all would be still living forever and ever. We wouldn't be dying. We wouldn't have this pause in God's plan. Because this is what this is. Death is just a pause out of this flesh body. Now, the second death, that's going to last for eternity. And the second death, brothers and sisters, ain't nothing other than a lake of fire. Verse 13. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that has done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. Now, so you disobeyed what I said. Let's see what can happen about that. And this is right here, brothers and sisters. Because there's repercussions to disobeying God, for everybody, anybody, ain't nobody bigger than God's laws. Ain't nobody bigger than God's laws. I can take you over in this Bible and show you that he severely punished a man with his own heart. That's David. That's King David, who he gonna raise up again to be the king over Israel again. Look how he put it on King David. Now, we're going to have some lessons on that, but this ain't the time right now. Verse 14. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. God put it on him. I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. Wait a minute here. Are you talking about, wait a minute. I want to read that again. Verse 15. If you're just tuning in, I see y'all coming on here. If you're just tuning in, we have Genesis, the third chapter. And go to verse 15. And I want to explain this to you. God is cursing Satan right now. Verse 15, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed, he's talking to Satan, and her seed. Wait a minute, a woman got a seed? Oh, man, we can do an investigation on that. A woman got a seed? Because I thought the man had the seed. Brother and sister, the man do carry the seed. When this book right here is saying, and the Lord is saying, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, he is talking about Jesus, the only seed of a woman. Because you know what, brothers and sisters? Jesus didn't come to this world by a man's seed. The angels, God, Jesus put himself there for the salvation of this man, to open up that gateway back so we can have that choice to make so we can have eternal life, brothers and sisters. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head. Because he's going to bruise his head when he throws him in the lake of fire forever and ever. That's what he means by he's going to bruise thy head, and thou shall bruise his heel when he died on Calvary, on that cross. But bruise his heel, brothers and sisters. He ain't talking about nobody but Jesus right here. Spoke him up in the beginning of the book. He always been around, brothers and sisters. He ain't just here. That was him, the true life in the garden. That was him. And we got to understand that. This is the consequences of disobedience. Verse 16. Unto the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. This when you have a baby. Because we disobey God. And in sorrow, thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire should be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. He made that up right there and now. This is nothing new, brothers and sisters. So you can run through that because of disobedience. And the Lord treat us like we his children. When we disobedience, when we disobey, there's consequences behind that, that come behind that. To Adam, he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife. Just because you listen to somebody that you were supposed to be the head over. We got to work now. When the Lord created the heavens and the earth for us, he gave us everything. What did he say? He said, that is whole God. You can have anything that you want. Eat up any tree out of here. Just don't go to Mr. Garden and mess around with that tree with the knowledge of good and evil. But we disobeyed him, and now is your curse. The sweat of thy face shall thou eat bread. We got to work for it. To thy return unto the ground. Till for sure we're not going to heaven. For out of it was thou taken. For dust thou art. And into dust shall thou return. That kills that, oh, my mother in heaven looking down. This shows you right here where you go when you die and leave here. You go into the ground, brothers and sisters, to go through this because of disobedience. This ain't the only evidence that I have to show y'all that the Lord got in this book here. For disobedience, we way and get our way out of just living forever and ever. Because we disobey God from the beginning. Adam called his wife Eve because she was the mother of all living. Unto Adam also to his wife did the Lord make coarse skins and clothe them. And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us. They can witness evil. They know what evil is there. To know good and evil. Because before they did this, the man didn't know nothing about evil. Lest he put forth his hand and take also the tree of life and live forever. Man, we gotta work for it now. We have to work for it. What do you mean? Lest he put forth his hand. That means, brothers and sisters, we gotta get out here and obey these God's commandments. It's something we gotta do before we attain that eternal life on the good side of God's kingdom. And it all happened because of disobedience. All of it. God said, behold, the man is become as one of us, know good and evil,
And now, lest he put forth his hand and take all of the life and eat and live forever. Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. Now, we got to get out of here and walk on the ground from which we came from. So he drove out the man he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden, cherubims, that's angels, brothers, and a flame of sword which turns every way, keep the way of the tree of life, brother. So he had it made in that Garden of Eden until we hearken unto what Satan told us and disobeyed God. Disobedience is our problem. Is the reason why we're in the verses right now. Read on your own time the 27th chapter. Read it. And see how it puts you right there. How I'm Israel. That's how I know that the Bible is true. Because the same thing he's talking about way back in Deuteronomy the 27th chapter, the curses, is happening to my people right now. And that's not for no other, it ain't the white man's fault. It ain't nobody's fault. It's your fault that you disobeyed God. The Lord tell you in the book of Leviticus about eating swine. Leviticus 11 chapter and 7 verse. We do it anyway because it tastes good. Just like in the Garden of Eden, what Satan was saying to Eve tasted good to her. And she did. Disobedient. And we have to go through this, what we have to go through every day because of it. We got to know how to start obeying God. Let's go to Genesis the 6th chapter. Let's go to Genesis the 6th chapter and disobedient and keep going. I'm going to start at the beginning a little bit. This ain't a hard lesson because all you got to do is open up this book and start reading. And then you will understand that there's a major consequence when it comes down to it. When you disobey God. This is the 6th chapter. We're going to start at 1. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. Okay. Verse 3, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years because of our disobedience. Took away our time to live. Took away our time to raise you back up, because he's going to do it. And kill you again in the second death, where you're going to be there in that state of condition of pain and mourning for eternity, brothers and sisters. Disobedience. Disobedience. We got to learn how to obey God. I skipped the 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continuously. We was terrible. Terrible. Disobeying God's laws, commandments. He's seen this. Verse 6. And it was the Lord that he had made man on the earth and grieved him at his heart. He hated the fact that he even made us. We sin so much. That's what it ain't me, brothers and sisters. Read this Bible. That's why I asked you to get your pen and a piece of paper and follow along with us. Because here at the Truth and the Light, our ministry, we are going to teach you nothing else but this Bible. We got to understand that. This is in this book. He hated. In fact, he repented to even make man. Because this man done grew up so much on this earth He hated that he made us. 7. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made him. Then he made it up that I'm finna just kill this old man. I'm finna kill him in the head. I want y'all to read the whole story. He decided to kill us. Let's keep on reading. I'm going to read it. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man, a perfect in his generation, and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God. Noah walked with God. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted its way upon the earth. Everybody but Noah. Everybody but Noah. And God said to Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me. Now he's telling Noah, I'm fixing everything on this planet. But to a China, animal, and having each kind of the clean animals. Noah, his wife, his three sons, and them. That's 8 people and their wives. That's 8 people. We is playing with the wrong being when we playing with God of Israel, brothers and sisters. And this all comes from disobedience. Come from disobedience. For the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark. He tell Noah to go and make him an ark. If you keep on reading, brothers and sisters, you will find out how the Lord destroyed everything on this planet but 8 people, which made me start looking at it differently. And I found another new respect for him. I found out he ain't powdery puff God when he killed everybody, he and every animal, but the ones he stipulated in his book. Because of disobedience, brothers and sisters. You got to understand that the Lord is against that. When the Lord tells us to do something, we're supposed to do it. We're supposed to do it. Let's go to Exodus, the second chapter. Let's go to Exodus, the second chapter. I'm gonna take you a little bit because it's almost time for me to get out of here. Let's go to Exodus, the second chapter, man, where we can talk a little bit about Moses and the children of Israel and Pharaoh. If y'all ain't up on that, y'all have to get to this Bible and you have to read it. We don't have time here to do it, but you can go to Exodus, the second, the second chapter. Exodus, the second chapter, and we're going to start at 23. Exodus 2 and 23. And it came to pass in process of time that the king of Egypt died. Now, this is Pharaoh, okay? The first Pharaoh. And the children of Israel sighed of the bondage, and they cried, and their cry came up to God. They was mourning. They was tired of being in slavery like that. And they'll cry to the God of Abraham and say, oh Lord, please deliver us out of this. And the Lord heard them. And God heard their groaning. And God remembered his covenant with Abraham and with Isaac and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them. The Lord seen their cry, and he came. He heard the cry of people, and he came. Okay, Exodus the third chapter. Exodus 3, we're going to start at 5. Exodus 3 and 5. And he said, draw not now hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet. The place whereon thou standest is holy ground. This is when Moses, see, understand this, brother. Y'all go read the whole story about Moses. I just don't have enough time to tell you this. But this is when Moses went up there on the mountain, okay, to see God. And God told him to take his feet off, take his shoes off. He's on holy ground. Whoever, he said, I am the God. Moreover, he said, I am the God of our fathers. He introduced himself. I'm the God of Abraham. I'm the God of Isaac, and I'm the God of Jacob, brother and sister. That's our forefathers. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. He was scared to look upon God. He never knew him. He knew him then. He knew him now. Okay? So he eventually went and talked to God. I got to speed up. I only got a couple of more minutes. So he talked to God. God put him on a mission. Okay? Because, as we know, Moses was a prince of Egypt. Then he found out he was one of the children of Israel. He was a Hebrew. In other words, he was a Hebrew. And he got out of there. They put him along with the rest of everybody, okay, because he was a children of Israel and can't know Hebrew, no prince position in Egypt. Okay? So God, finally, he got out of there. He went to Meridian. Married his wife. They spoke on the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He went back to Egypt because the Lord sent him there. Okay? The Lord did send him there. We're gonna keep going because I'm kind of running out of time here. The Lord heard the children of Israel cry for business. And he's talking to Moses right now. Okay? And let's skip on down here to... 9, verse 9. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is coming to me, and I've also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. So the Lord done seen everything they did to us. So God had sent his prophet, Moses, to tell the let people go. He hardened Pharaoh's heart. But at the same time, he disobeyed. What happened to that? Let's go to Exodus, the 8th chapter. Exodus, the 8th chapter. Exodus, the 8th chapter. I don't have a lot of time here. So, you know, Exodus, the 8th chapter. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, unto and saying to him, thus saith the Lord, that they may serve me. So let my people go so they can start serving me. So they can serve me. Let them go. And if thou refuse to let them go, behold, I will smite all thy borders with frogs. You must don't understand who the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is. He created the frogs. He can command them to do anything. So what he did was set the frog plague on Pharaoh for disobedience. And he hardened Pharaoh's heart, made Pharaoh disobey him, and gave him the punishment behind it. Because what Pharaoh was doing to his people. Pharaoh was talking to his heart, oh, I ain't going to let him go. I ain't going to let him go. So the Lord, and I want y'all to go read this. Read the 8th chapter. Y'all read the story of Moses. Then you can understand more deeply what we're talking about right here. God said Moses, tell them let his people go. They didn't. The Lord was putting them plagues on them. Putting them plagues on them. Let's skip on down to 16. And the Lord said to Moses, say unto Aaron, stretch out that rod and smite the dust of the land, that it may become lights throughout all the land, lights throughout all the land of Egypt. Because he kept on saying, I ain't going to let them go. Disobeying God. Now, it's lights everywhere on here. In Egypt, the whole country, the whole land. And they did so. For Aaron stretched out his hand with his rod, and the dust of the earth, and it became lice in man. All the dust of the land became lice throughout all the land of Egypt. This is God here. Obey serious consequences, brothers and sisters. Our children are dying right now. Early. Dying early right now. What, brothers and sisters? It's because we disobeying God. We won't obey a Sabbath. We keep it none of his feast. We keep it all these pagan holidays when the Lord say, he the Lord your God. Don't put no other God before me. But we doing all these pagan holidays. Disobeying God. And I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, your ending is no other place like a fire. He is not going to pardon unless you stop doing it. Because the Lord did say, if you turn from your wicked ways, he wouldn't even mention it to the Father. And that's all we got to do, brothers and sisters. I want y'all to go to Romans 6 for me. Let's hear the New Testament. Romans 6 and 16 real quick. 6 and 16. Know ye not whom ye yield yourself servants to obey. His servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness, brothers and sisters. This simply means you are serving on who you obey. If you're out here doing the pagan holiday, then you ain't nothing other than a servant of sin and devil. You doing exactly what your father do, Satan. The honor his Sabbath day. It's on the seventh day of the week. And every Sunday, we got churches filled on the first day of the week. The Lord said seventh day, Satan said first day, and we go with the first day of the week. When the Lord clearly states this in the Bible. Kids, the Lord said, honor your mother and your father, or your days will be not long on this earth. Guess what? We got little kids dying every day, man. And especially here in the city of Chicago, but I'm talking about this is worldwide. Every day they dying at 13 and 14 years old. And some even shorter than that. Why? Because when your mother and father tell you, you know you're behind in school, and when your mother and father tell you, you do this or do that, they mean to do that. Do it. Don't go outside too late. Come to the house when the street lights come on. You don't. You ain't out there standing on the corner, then they go a stray bullet for you. That ain't nothing but the Lord spoke that on you. That's our baby dad. Your baby broke every rule it was and every law commandment in this Bible it was, brothers and sisters. It ain't nobody fault but yours and the kid. Because we know what's right or wrong. The Lord said a disobedient child won't live half his days, and that's why we die. The Lord words never go void, brothers and sisters. We got to understand that. We have to understand that this is serious business, brothers and sisters. So I hope y'all get some understanding out of what I'm saying. So much to this lesson. But we need to understand, man, that in order to make it in God's kingdom, we have to obey. And our main problem, and it always has been, and I just went and took and showed you from the beginning, that we disobey God. And I'm going to tell you something. It's a bad ending to that. Don't think that he don't know what's going on. Read this Bible. Brothers and sisters, read the Bible for yourself. Ask the Lord for wisdom and understanding. He'll give it to you. Read it. Show him that you're going to study and try to serve him better. Keep the Lord's feast in his high days. Do it. Through throughout all our generation. That's the commandments, brothers and sisters. We should be doing God's laws and commandments, because I'm going to tell you, that is the only way we're going to maybe dodge that lake of fire. The Lord didn't make the lake of fire for us. He made it for Satan and his angel, and we just put ourselves on the brim of it. Being disobedient, we'll get a taste of God's wrath. Being disobedient, it would never do you no good when it comes to the sight of the Lord. You understand that. I want to take you to one more place here, Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6 and 5. Ephesians 6 and 5. I'm going to read with it. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling and singleness of your heart, as unto Christ. I want to lay that out to you. That's cool. And your bosses and everybody that's over you, you're supposed to be obedient. Obedient is a good trait when it comes down to the Lord. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. This is Daniel Israel for the Truth and the Light Hour Ministry. Thank you to the Truth and the Light Hour Blog Talk Radio. Next Wednesday, 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. Check out the Brother Zacharias. Brother Zacharias be on intellectualradio.com. The Truth and the Light Hour will be on 6 p.m. on intellectualradio.com. Everybody out there, please visit the website, the Truth and the Light Hour Ministry website, and that's www.thetruthandthelighthourministry.org. The Truth and the Light Hour Ministry. Oh, y'all tune in. Y'all log in and see what's going on with us at the Truth and the Light Hour. May God keep you and bless you and keep you strong in his word, brothers and sisters. A good way to get into that fire, into that lake of fire, the Lord seek, the everlasting death, the eternal death, brothers and sisters, is disobedience. Obedience will get you there. That book, which is the Bible, and obey the Lord. Thank you for tuning in.
I need you. Yeah.
Oh, Daniel Israel.
Whoa.
Started out with an open hand. I'm a broken man. I'm feeling empty because my life is like an empty can. But Jesus Christ came and gave man hope again. Each and every situation that I feel broken in. We fell destined because we never trusted him. And for success we put our trust in man. We lust for sin. You weigh the options, you will see the Lord stepping in. Your pocket's in, you can't see your home prospering. We lost the faith and stopped leading sound doctrine. This is the heart of man. Money start clocking in. Bills getting paid now. Then we start fading out. We sick of listening, so we seeking for the shady route. That's a part of Satan's house, but through Christ I made it out.
set back, played it out, wait it out. Patience is the key, but destiny is to save this out. You came to save us all.
So I grew up, I really had to get it together. Seemed like it took me forever, but I had to figure out that it's only one way to go. Jesus Christ is the way, the way, the way, the way.
Jesus is fixing lives. You say you want to try, but sin got you hypnotized. Look at the city skies, preachers are teaching lies. And the confusion in the doctrine got the people wanting to say goodbye. State of oppression, heart of affection, heartache and stress. Jesus is blessed. Life is a test, as real as it gets. I'm weak from the press, I ain't trying to miss the less. It's us, money forgets, lusting after the flesh.